Welcome to Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning every Tuesday and Thursday around this time. And this is what it's all about. A Northwest couple is having some serious drama. So let's get together and help them out. By the way, I want to let you know that we are live on Facebook right now. If you want to meet everybody on Make Up or Break Up today, just go to 98.9 The Bull's Facebook page because we are live. And I want to welcome to the show Brad from Gig Harbor. Brad, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for reaching out on Facebook, and thank you for voluntarily coming on the show. I know it's not easy. You were telling me about your girlfriend. Now, I got to get this right. Is it Anna or Anna?
It's Anna.
Okay, Anna.
Yeah.
Basically, you say that she is like a TMZ reporter in your relationship. And by the way, that's what grabbed my attention here. What do you mean by that? How is she a TMZ reporter in your relationship?
Well, it just like kind of came to my attention from my friends that she's just like blasting our entire relationship out on social media.
Right.
So like through Facebook, through Instagram, even like a Twitter, which I don't even use, she is like putting out every step of the way with us, be it the good things, be it the bad things. And now my friends are starting to like get in our business and they're asking me about like fights we have or... I heard that, you know, I don't know, like something as stupid as like the shopping trip was a little hectic. And I'm like, that's none of your business.
Yeah.
You know, because like I don't post anything.
And when it comes to social media, I mean, I don't know if people realize, especially when it comes to your personal pages, that everyone in your entire life is basically going to know now what is going on. People you went to elementary school with, junior high, high school.
Yeah.
And so you're right. People might start saying what's going on in your relationship?
It's everyone in the entire world. Everyone in the world could find out what was happening, you know, in the day of, you know, Brad and Anna today. You know what I'm saying? And like, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Dana.
Does she post anything that's like questionable taste, or is she keeping it above the board at least?
It's all out there. So like, if she's sad about something, she will, if we got into a fight or whatever, she will detail it out.
Okay, like, can I ask you this? Is she a Facebook fisher? Do you find that she posts things on her Facebook or social media pages to try to get some like, comment, maybe some sort of validation?
Sympathy, that kind of stuff.
Is she fishing on Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Totally. That's all I can think that is. It's like, it's gotten to the point where it's like, listen, if you need support, why don't you come talk to me? That's what that's what we're supposed to do for each other.
But she'd rather broadcast.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And have you asked her to stop or at least dial it back?
You know, I've like mentioned being like, hey, maybe not a great idea to put that out there. Mm-hmm. And like, she'll get a little defensive of it. But now I'm just to the point now where I can't take it anymore, you know?
All right. It's Make Up or Break Up, 833-822-BULL. You could text the show to 96459. Brad from Gig Harbor is voluntarily coming on the show. And by the way, you know that Anna is hearing all this. She's on hold right now. There's two sides to every story.
Right.
What we're going to do is I'm going to take some few more notes, get a few more details, and we're going to come back and get Anna's side of the story. Is that cool, Brad?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome to the show right now on Make Up or Break Up, Anna from Gig Harbor. Hi, Anna.
Hi, guys.
Thank you so much,
Brad,
for being... Thanks for listening to all this stuff and being on hold. That's not easy, I know.
Yeah, it's really hard to hear. I'm just surprised to hear all of these things, Brad. And I'm surprised that you didn't just come to me. You had to, like, go through the radio.
He's kind of doing it back to you now, I guess.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Maybe what's the difference between, you know, with him reaching out to me and doing Makeup or Breakup on the show and maybe, you know, between some of the things that you post on social media about your relationship?
Well, I'm just sharing like little stories and pictures and stuff. Like I'm not like live on the air. I'm just, you know, people who are interested in us and our lives and, you know, want to follow what's happening. Like they have the choice to follow us on the radio. It's like for everyone to hear, like not just our close friends.
But is that better, or having everyone that you ever grew up with and everyone you've known in your life knowing all your business?
Oh, yeah.
At least maybe
it's their choice. If they're going to like look at my page, I'm not making them look at my page. I'm just, you know, and it's not for them. It's for the, you know, the people that are close to us.
Brad did mention that he thinks that maybe sometimes that you are fishing, sort of Facebook fishing for like, maybe you want comments, likes. validation he feels?
What? No, I am doing this for posterity. When we're old, we're going to have this big, beautiful digital journal of our lives that we can look through, the good and the bad, and it's all part of who we are.
Okay, can I just say something really quick? If you're looking for, like, a digital journal, write it in Microsoft Word. We can print it out. We can have it. You don't need to put it out where it's all searchable. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's so easy to, like, just scroll through the page, and it's all listed, and people who are, like, congratulating us on something or, you know, have something sweet to say. Like, we have record of all of that stuff.
Okay, so, I mean, digital journal, fine, but, like, we've only been dating for, like, 7 months. Like, we,
what?
Like, we don't need to worry about, like,
feelings over
this right
and over
now.
Again. Do you care about me?
Brad,
I totally
did you maybe
care
think
about
that...
you, but I just don't think that, like, you posting about, like, last week, how we had a fight over how we spent money on Facebook. That's part of the digital journal, too, and I don't like that.
Well, I need validation, and I need support from my community to help me get through those hard times.
You want to know if other couples go through this, too.
Exactly.
But it doesn't mean you need to let all your business out.
No, and it's dangerous because, I mean, you've heard of screenshots, right? Like, somebody could screenshot that and turn you into a meme, and then you go viral.
Oh, yeah. We definitely don't want that to happen.
No.
Take it from Ryder. He knows this stuff.
Yeah. I've gone viral.
He's done it to many people.
It's only a few times.
And it's not just about your privacy, though. It's about Brad's privacy, mm-hmm. too. I mean, maybe you could consult him sometimes with what you do and don't post?
Okay. I mean, yeah. He just doesn't seem to be, you know, it's like he wants nothing to do with it. So I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to post what I want to post.
Ooh.
But yeah, if you need that, Brad... I mean,
maybe just a little discussion about, hey, I'm about to tell the world that we had a shopping issue. A little heads up.
Well, it's not even about, like, our shopping issue. That was more about just, you know, I mean, exactly what you were saying about, like, other females coming to me and being like, oh, you know what? The other day I had the same conversation with my partner and this is how we resolved it. Like,
So it sounds like you're trying to connect with people in your community about stuff going on in your life, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's fair. That's
mm-hmm.
fair.
Yeah.
I think we can fix this.
All right. 833-822-BULL. Text the show to 96459. Should they make up or break up? Is always looking forward to our 5-minute heroes. And Brad and Anna, if you don't mind, I'll get the number to our therapist in Renton. He's excited to see you guys, and he's looking forward to sitting down with you if that's what you want to do.
If it's what we got to do,
okay,
I'll do it.
That.
Okay.
We got to ask the therapist. He's probably got a whole new chapter on dealing with social media in people's lives, right?
I bet he
well,
does.
It comes up in like 94% of all, you know, court cases, right. Divorce mm-hmm. cases mm-hmm. right now. And check it out. We have a makeup or breakup follow-up right now with Brad and Anna from Gig Harbor. Welcome back. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah,
thanks
thank you guys.
What's up, you guys? All right, so...
Well, they're both here, so...
They're both here, and they're both on the phone. That's a good sign. But we got a huge sort of reaction when you guys were on. I think it's something that so many people can relate to, you know, with social media and their relationships. So what has happened about the past month and a half?
Well, we went to see the therapist that you guys connected us with.
In Renton, that's cool.
Really good. Yeah, really good. I'd never been to a couple of therapists before.
Nice. I mean, that's a first step. The fact that you guys are willing to go chat with a therapist, that's a positive step in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that, like, we were able just to kind of talk about things because, like, the deal is, like, I find no joy in social media, but it fills something for Anna. So we just kind of had to come to this agreement that there had to almost be, like, a pre-screen. If there was, like, you know, something that happened that really, really bothered Anna, and if that was, like, her, you know, she wanted to post about it, she would come talk to me first, and we'd make it work. So it just, like, opens up this, you know, line of communication a little bit more.
Wow.
Now, I do understand.
That's really healthy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Dude.
Now, is it true, after you guys were on, Anna, you sort of posted something about you guys being on the show, and from what I understand, that kind of upset you. Tell me what happened last time you guys were on the show.
Well, that was actually really helpful, because I just had no idea how much it was affecting Brad, because he, before the show, like, he didn't really express how much it bothered him. And I was just, I'm, you know, we're creatures of habit, and I like to share, and I just was doing what was impulsively, like, what felt right to me, which was to share and see what people had to say, and his reaction was very strong, very negative, and I was like, oh, okay, so, yeah, I really got a taste for, like, okay, this is something that we really need to discuss and, like, meet in the middle about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah. From what, yeah, she posted the entire video from Makeup or Breakup.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
Well, you know what?
I'm able to laugh about it now. We've come a long way.
Right.
It sounds now like
we have
it.
Like no. Yeah, we have like no phone dates, which is actually pretty great.
Ooh,
like,
wow.
No phone dates.
Yeah,
oh,
phone dates. Are able to have our phones.
I love that. No phone dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Couples should really start considering that when they get no phone dates, at least maybe once a month or something.
Yeah.
Well, Anna and Brad, thank you guys so much for checking in, giving us a follow-up. We're glad you guys are still together, and keep us updated. I'm sure I'll look on your social
media.
I'm sure I'll look on your Facebook and just find out what's going on.
Yeah, we already know what's going on.
You'll hear this conversation probably.
Uh-oh.